Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from the beautiful city of St. Louis, Missouri, my hometown. The other day, I was out running errands on my bicycle when I decided to stop at the Subway shop a few blocks from my house to get a tuna fish sandwich. And while I was standing in line, I heard my name called out, and it was a man who I'd met on several occasions somewhere in the neighborhood here when I'm out with my friends. We always see him, and he always joins us. So he and I decided to take the opportunity to sit down and chat over our sandwiches, and the first thing we started talking about was the weather. It was really nice outside. It's January. It was warm, which led to our conversation on global warming. Now, I'm a fairly outspoken gal, and I told him that I didn't necessarily agree with global warming, and I don't feel bad about it. And I'm tired of other people trying to make me feel bad for not agreeing with them. I've heard both sides of the argument, and I sit more on the side of transformation is going to happen even if we don't like it. We've never in our lifetime seen it happen before. Now, that in no way means that I don't respect the planet or that I don't think certain positive changes need to take place so that the quality of life can be better in the process of this change. I don't want to see polar bears, penguins, and whales extinct either. At the same time, the cycle of life and transformation happens whether it agrees with us or not. I didn't like it when three times last year St. Louis was hit with three really tough storms in 2006. We had a huge purging of trees that was unfathomable. We didn't like it, but it happened. Some blame global warming for the storms, and I see thousands of trees that needed to be pruned, and that's the way it came about. Things cannot and will not stay the way they are. That wouldn't even make sense. We just have to do the best we can as the planet spins. This broadcast isn't really about global warming. It's about this whole notion that we are bad because of what we wear, drive, or eat when it doesn't rhyme with someone else's belief system, and that's just crazy. Part of me feels like global warming is just another humans are bad plug, and frankly, I'm sick of it. I'm one of those people who will never, ever wear diamonds, and I felt this strong about diamonds long before the movie Blood Diamonds came out. I feel so strongly about not wearing diamonds that I had many personal conversations with and interviewed on my former radio show, Janine Roberts, who wrote the book Glitter and Greed, on the topic of blood diamonds. I don't think people who wear diamonds are bad, nor do I think they're uninformed. I pose no judgment for their choice. There are plenty of diamonds out there that are not blood diamonds. I know that. I also understand choice and preference. Folks, you cannot force other people to believe what you believe. I always say if you want to get through to someone, then date them before you marry them. Picture this scenario. A guy goes up to the door to pick up a girl at her house for their first date. When the parents open the door, they stand there smiling proudly as their daughter comes down the stairs in her wedding gown. Now, what do you think that guy will do? He's gonna run. That's what he's gonna do. I would if I was him. Folks, we all feel strongly about different things, and my advice is if you want to get through to someone, date them before you marry them. Deina daga, go haya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.